This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to a Friday, taking you to the weekend here on The Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Folks, I think you're going to really enjoy today's show. First of all, we're going to talk a little adult baseball, which got underway a year ago. The state tournament actually was held, I believe, in the Dannebrog, Bola, St. Paul area. They held the first state tournament. This year, the Adult Baseball League has grown. The state tournament is going on the next 2 weekends in Kearney. We are going to catch up with Greg Ritchie, I believe tournament director, to visit about that. Going to be held at Memorial Field. Also going to catch up with Bill Land. If you follow the Big 12 Showcase on Fox Sports Net, you know Bill Land. If you listen to Big 12 football on Fox in any capacity, you know Bill Land. He joined us from Big 12 Media Days as our Big 12 talk rolls on. We are also shortly, hopefully, efforting to get Coach Billy C., our very own Billy C., the run game coordinator for the New York Jets, hopefully is going to join us in just a little bit to talk about the addition of Brett Favre to the New York Jets, whether you think that's a good move or not. Derek, a lot of people talking about your Buffalo Bills and how they thought that they were on that bubble of probably being that playoff team this year, a 500 team a year ago. Do they have the horses? And now people think perhaps the Jets have jumped, leapfrogged them, jumped ahead of them, and kind of knocked Buffalo perhaps out of that in the talents, as far as the talent structure goes.
I don't think so. I think Buffalo, they shored up their defense this offseason, added guys like Kamika Mitchell at the linebacker spot, and kind of shored up their secondary a bit as well with Leotis McKelvin, the 11th pick that they took at corner. So I think their defense will be back better than last year. And last year it was a pretty good defense, a strong part of their football team, actually. And I think this will be kind of a breakout year, I think, for Trent Edwards. They have Lee Evans, obviously one of the top receivers in the league, although never hear about him because he plays in Buffalo. And they got a second-round pick in this Hardy, I think, James Hardy, I believe, is his name. He's a 6'5", 6'6", receiver out of Indiana that they picked up in the draft, and he's supposedly going to be able to add to the offense a bit as well.
They were really high on him during the draft. Liked his physique, I think, mostly just because of his leaping ability
and
athleticism, able to get up in the air, make plays on balls, especially which smaller defensive backs cannot. And he was one of those picks, I think, early in the draft. If they would have had a pick much earlier than where they got him, they would have still taken him. He happened to still be on the board when they got to him. That's going to be something that get ready to shake out a little bit. Had an opportunity last night to see my first football action of the year. Actually, it was after I got to MC event for the Trails and Rails Museum here in town, Buffalo County Historical Society. Nice. Jennifer and Julie, thank you very much for giving me that opportunity.
How much did you have to pay them to let you do that?
No, we're not going to bring that up. Yes, I did have to make a donation to be allowed. I'm in the building, but had a good time with the folks up there. Hopefully we raised some money for a good cause, and I really enjoyed that. But after returning home, got to see a replay on the NFL Network of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chicago Bears getting underway. Did not know Brody Croyle was going to be, I guess, listed as a starting quarterback. Big questions there.
Wow.
About our, you know, there's a lot of Chiefs fans. Let's be honest, right here. If you don't pick up one of those national teams, you follow the Chiefs because they're on TV a lot. You follow the Broncos because they're on TV a lot. There's a lot of Chiefs fans in central Nebraska, in Nebraska, period.
I don't know if they're going to be that good this year.
You know what? I did not believe so either. I really had big, big question marks. You know what? They went on a 16-play, 81-yard drive to start the game. They were one of only two teams 1 year ago that did not score on their opening position, on their opening possession. One of two teams, the other one being the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs, you know. And you know, Kansas City's offense stunk last year, let's be honest. Larry Johnson last night on that first, you don't know for sure, but you got to think that the Bears, most of the first team, first string was in there on the first series. You know, they may not play, you know, to half or even a full quarter, but they get them out there and get the juices flowing a little bit, give them a couple series. And it's just one of those, it's one of those situations. I think once they got underway, Brody Croyle able to make some audibles. I think he feels a lot more comfortable in the system this year. Made a couple audibles. Actually had Larry Johnson go the wrong way, miss a block. He was able to scramble out of the pocket, utilize a little bit of his speed, make a move, and try and make some things happen on his own. Completed some nice passes down the field. Dwayne Bowe, William Franklin could be a great addition to that football team. It's good to see that. Had some penalties at some critical times during that drive, set them back, but they were able to get into the end zone and about a 6 yard jaunt, I believe, the first score for Larry Johnson this season. So they got off to a good start. A lot of football going on. I was able to see some highlights of some other games as well. The quarterback from Pittsburgh, Tyler Palko, showing a little bit of arm strength with the New Orleans Saints. Matt Leinart getting in there. Critical preseason for Matt Leinart. Who's your quarterback if you're an Arizona Cardinal? Obviously, Kurt Warner has been
Sorry, I have to laugh. Mentioned Kurt Warner. That's not even an option as a starting quarterback, is it? He won a Super Bowl, but that was the greatest show on turf. You can just drop back and throw it up to Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt at that point in time. I don't know about at this point. You got to go with Matt Leinart. He's the younger guy. You're trying to get something started. Kurt Warner would almost be a step back to have him playing and sitting Matt Leinart on the bench.
The talk has been how good Warner has looked, how it's not much of a competition right now, and Matt Leinart's going to have to come from behind to win this job. Say what you want about Kurt Warner. You go back on the list of people that have done what he's done. Well, you know what? Say what you want about those 2 years in St. Louis. They were pretty darn successful years, and Kurt Warner, I don't know what do you say? Obviously, his wife's a freak show.
Yeah, that's another thing you have to deal with if you make him the starter.
She's on radio shows every day.
She's weird. Holy cow.
He's out, he's getting up there. I think a lot of people don't realize another thing also, and this is stepping away from the Kurt Warner and Arizona Cardinals a little bit. Jeff Garcia in Tampa Bay, a lot of talk, you know, where would he fit in if that looked to be the other option in which the Green Bay Packers had. Whether they had that option or not, I think the New York Jets stepped up to the plate and obviously got the deal done. Green Bay supposedly set the old Wednesday deadline. Here's the deal. This deal's done by midnight or we're going elsewhere. Well, that kind of forces your hand a little bit, and they were able to get it done. Jeff Garcia is 38 years old, just like Brett Favre.
Yeah.
They got to start looking for a younger guy and get somebody involved in that system a little bit, don't they?
You'd think so. I mean, who else do they have down there? I mean, who's the backup? They still have Sean King. He's been gone from there for a while, hasn't he?
Brian Greasy, I believe.
Wow.
He looked to be the odd man. Well, Chris Sims was also on that roster, of course, had the spleen injury.
He was. Yeah. Obviously, I don't pay a lot of attention to Tampa Bay football.
They got Barrett Rudd.
They do have Barrett Rudd.
Barrett Rudd, through six or eight games last year, led the league in tackling.
You know, I was listening a bit to continue with the football conversation here and the whole Brett Favre situation. He is in New York now, but it's a different system, and a lot of the ESPN guys on the syndicated programs have been talking about it as well. Different system from Green Bay. There's a learning curve involved, obviously. Yeah, he's Brett Favre. He can, you know, he can just get out there and play for the most part, but he still has to learn the system. He has to learn the nuances of his new receivers. He's got a new coaching staff, it's a complete change of scenery. And for a guy who's been with Green Bay with one system, with one set kind of rules and principles, now he's got to totally change that. I just don't see him adjusting very well over the first 8 games of the season.
That's what a lot of people think. The Jets will get stronger as the season, but the early part of the season may be an absolute disaster. People comparing this to all of a sudden you have to function in a society in which you speak French or pick a language. That's what they came up with yesterday. Total different verbiage. You know, Ron Jaworski set a play, and the verbiage that goes into when you're in that huddle, it's not the little league football or, you say, dumbed down high school 34 power right on 2. It's not like that.
Yeah, it's X slant Y 04.
Zal motion X. Y left fire.
Sounds like code. It really does. And to have to look, you have to learn a whole new playbook now, too. And it's not, the Jets are a different team than the Packers were. The Packers were a little more wide open. The Jets are a little bit more of a conservative play-calling team. You don't see him go down the field a whole lot and that kind of stuff. I think he's going to have to be more of a dinker and dunker kind of quarterback here than that the gunslinger that he kind of wants to be and throw it 20, 25, 30 yards down the field.
But that's not Brett Favre.
This is such an interesting scenario that now that he's with the team, that he's with the Jets. It's just, the drama continues, unfortunately, because I'm about tired of hearing about Brett Favre, too. But now we can actually break down how he's going to have to react with his new team, and I don't know. It'll be interesting.
You see him last night on the sidelines, the Jets' first preseason game, holding the laminated play sheet with the headset on. And it's absolutely like handing you a sheet written in, for me, Spanish, or pick a line. It doesn't matter, like I said. Okay, study this. And having the guy next to you, that's what that play is. I would imagine that there's plays which he thinks are passes that are runs, and vice versa. It's total backwards, and that will shake out. The other thing that has to shake out is, where will Chad Pennington end up? You know, Chad Pennington, and who's going to pay Chad Pennington?
He's kind of been crapped on his whole career, hasn't he? I mean, he kind of has.
Well, he played last year with torn ligaments in his ankle, 2 shoulder surgeries. He's been in the pros 8 years. He got into the NFL when he was 24 years old. You got to remember that his body's been through a lot, but if you're in Minnesota, I'm uneducated on what Tarvarius Jackson makes, but it's a considerable sum of money. He's a quarterback in the NFL. They pay those guys pretty well. There's only 32 people in the world that have that occupation. Chad Pennington makes $6.8 million, they said. $6.2 million. Is it feasible to put a guy that makes $6 million in salary cap? Look at the additions. Look at who they added. In the offseason, there's salary cap considerations that were added in the offseason.
Tell you the truth, I don't. Other than the Brett Favre deal going how it has, I don't think we're going to see any other really big moves as far as quarterbacks go, as far as people getting named starting quarterbacks or anything like that. At this point in the season, I think pretty much everyone kind of knows which direction they want to go with their football team, who they want to go with, because, let's face it, you bring in somebody else from another team like the Jets have with Brett Favre, or even if you say, okay, we're going to give the backup quarterback a chance to be the starter. Now you're going to be taking all the reps. You have to know all the plays, all the ins and outs, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's kind of late in the year to be doing that.
Well, the Dolphins seem to be the other viable choice. Now, I don't know, the offensive line supposedly is down. The say what you want about the quarterback, Josh McCown. Many people say, how is he a starter in the NFL? With Chad Pennington? I mean, I don't know what the injuries Chad Pennington's had, if he can step in there as the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. I have no idea. Can he step in there and get smoked time after time because the offensive line isn't up to snuff in the NFL? I mean, you'd a lot rather see Josh McCown go. I mean, you say go down to injury. People get hurt in the NFL. Quarterbacks aren't. It isn't you normally a longevity deal. Now, Brett Favre has been able to do 253 games. Tom Brady's been relatively lucky. Peyton Manning, of course, has been almost unscathed in the NFL.
They've all had great lines.
I mean, there's a reason that Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman got along so good. Well, Emmitt didn't get touched a lot of times. He's 7 yards down the field. There were holes blown open for him in the great Cowboy. And pick whatever you want. You go back over time, the great running attacks, they've had some holes. They don't drop a shoulder and carry people 3 yards.
Yes,
and
it's nice to never get hit by a defensive, by a tackle or by a linebacker. It's always, you know.
Your size.
Yeah, you got cornerbacks trying to take you down because your line takes up everybody else up front. So, but yeah, when you look at, I mean, even Detroit and Kansas City's line's not looking that good. Miami, it's terrible. And any quarterback that gets inputted into a lot of those teams is not going to do well this season regardless. And for teams like that, I think that Pennington would be a decent choice. Like Miami, I think Pennington would be the best choice there out of the quarterbacks they have because they're not good and they're playing behind a terrible line. So that's...
I just hate to see somebody get fed to the Lions. And I think that's what you're doing. And I'm not talking Detroit Lions because I'm talking for Miami to sign him, and that's one viable option. Everybody else in the you know, looking at the NFC, and they're looking at Chicago, you know, is it Grossman, is it Orton? Now, they made some nice throws, you know, last night.
Now, Orton looked pretty good.
There's times. But once again, our people in their base defenses, hey, we're not going to blitz, just do your assignments. If they get some first downs, that, you know, we're just looking at some things. That's, you don't know for sure in these preseason games what's going on.
True.
Derek, we got to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Bill Land, Fox Sports Net, Big 12 Media Days. Back after this, Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Indian Head Golf Course, the only golf course in central Nebraska with the GPS yardage system, now brings you the Senior Golf Tournament, August 19th and 20th. Open to golfers 55 and up. Two rounds of golf, stroke play for $60. Food, coffee, and donuts will be provided, and prizes total nearly $6,000. Carts are optional, so call Indian Head Golf at 308-381-4653. That's 308-381-4653. Or go to IndianHeadGolf.com for more information.
Somewhere in an RV, a husband and wife settle in for a night's rest when he says,
"You know, I wish I would have taken this RV to Rich and Sons before we left."
"Why?"
"Because I just went to the bathroom.
What are you trying to tell me?
Not good.
You've worked too hard for that vacation to have it interrupted by maintenance problems on your RV. Rich and Sons RV Headquarters for sales and service. Don't have time? The mobile ready-to-go service is also available. Log on to richsonsrv.com. Rich and Sons, South 281, Grand Island.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Father Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food and nonstop action entertainment. Bet on the best coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing, 11:25 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., including the Columbus races. Plus, enjoy live draw keno, snacks, sandwiches, full menu dining and bar, and the prime rib weekend special. Yours for the fun of it. Father Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Lots of places claim to have the best burgers in town, but then there's the inevitable reaction to the char burgers at Slugger Sports Bar in Grand Island.
That's pretty damn good.
Thick and juicy, waiting to conquer your hunger.
That's pretty damn good.
Slugger's naturally features lots of big screen TVs, but unlike lots of places, Slugger's tries to bring in any broadcast you want to see. If it's on the web, dish, or cable, nearly any sporting event comes made to order. Open 11 to 1, 6 days a week, noon on Sunday. There's never a time you can't enjoy a great game and a fantastic beer. Sluggers, Grand Island, pounding pitchers all day long.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some areas of fog across the region early yet today, then look for a mix of cloud and sunshine with high temperatures into the mid-80s. South winds will be on the increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour by this afternoon. Tonight we'll stay partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers or storms at a low at 64. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
I'm back Friday, Doug and Daddy Show, taking you to the weekend. Big 12 Talk rolls on. Sponsors of this Big 12 Talk, Slugger's Bar and Grill, 707 West Anna Street in Grand Island, one block west of South Locust. Pretty damn good char burger there. Check them out today. Lunch or nighttime specials going on all week long. Get any sports on the broadcast. Any sports broadcast, cable, dish, or the net, check them out today. Slugger's Bar and Grill, 707 West Anna Street. Bill Land from Fox Sports Net. We go back to Kansas City, Big 12 football talk.
Big 12 discussing what is going to happen in the 2008 football season. And, Daddy, everybody's got an opinion.
Well, everybody's got an opinion, but we go right to the top. We go to the national guys, Fox Sports News. Bill Land joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bill, thanks so much for stopping by and giving us a minute.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Good to visit with you guys.
Of course, you might remember Bill as the host of Big 12 Showcase, which you'd see on Fox Sports every single Saturday in our area, of course, and getting all over covering every sport, but obviously no sport, I believe, still. Basketball may be a close second. Baseball is pretty popular, but there's no sport like covering college football in the Big 12.
Yeah, I almost get jealous on game day when standing up there in the booth and we're getting ready to come on the air, and you look around and you see all those tailgaters, you see the whole deal. I'm going, I want to be out there. I mean, there's just not a sport that it's better to be a fan of to me on a great Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening in college football, because it is an event. It's a once-a-week deal, and I really do feel honored just to have a little bit of part of presenting that to people, whether they're watching their living rooms or on their satellite dishes out in the parking lot.
Bill, going all over the Big 12 like you have been able to do, is there one or two places that are really special for college football?
I mean, we're fortunate in the league because the league is so strong that just about every location is that way. It really comes down to, I think, that they all offer something in their own unique way. If you're out there in the Rocky
Mountains...
Even
Baylor?
Baylor's searching. Maybe I went too far there with an exaggeration. But, that's the one place that is still trying to get there. But even Baylor, on a day when they're beating Texas A&M or upsetting somebody like that, you say, well, you know what? If they ever got it going down here, this place could be something. Who thought last year would turn out for KU when we were sitting in July and thinking about KU and the atmosphere that Memorial Stadium became on Saturdays with college football? When things start happening, the teams start playing well. But to get back to your original question, A&M to me is like going back in time. I mean, you can just be in a time tunnel because of their traditions and the things that they do and the way the Aggies and the core and the support that they get. And the best thing about A&M to me is the Aggies don't care what you and I think of them. You know, I mean, some people have their things, and they get a little embarrassed if somebody's around making fun of them. The Yankees just go ahead and laugh. We don't care. This is what we do. We got our midnight yell practice. We do this and all this other stuff. And that's what I mean about every school. There's something a little bit different. You know, Nebraska, you got probably the best fans maybe as far as appreciating the game and the opponent. They usually treat people the right way. So you kind of go down the line and come up with something in every place.
Bill Land of Fox Sports joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When you go in and do a special feature, and let's face it, you're not going in and talking to programs that are down. I mean, you're finding the good athlete, the good game, whatever's going on. But attitude-wise, when you go in and you're talking, can you kind of tell the direction that everybody's going just by walking into that room?
What we try to do, or I think as a crew, when we go in the day before the game, we've done conference calls with the coaches and the coordinators during the week, and you do your reading as much preparation as you can. But when you go in the day before the game, you should have most of your prep work done. All I hope then is to try to get a feel for, particularly if it's out of my area. I live in the Dallas area. So if I come up here, and I'll give you an example. A few years ago, we did a Missouri-Nebraska game, and Missouri was still trying to break through against the Huskers. And we watched a little walkthrough, and Gary Pinkel was in his office. We went over there, just a little small talk. My partner that day was Dave Lapham, and they got some old-time ties, and we're talking about Jack Lambert and all this stuff. And anyway, they're going back, and then he started talking about Chase Daniel, because Chase, at that time, had just relieved Brad Smith, and they come from behind to beat Iowa State. You might remember that game. And so, just a lot of gang, everybody smiling, kind of laughing, and Dave made the comment to Coach Pinkel. He said, man, the future looks pretty bright, huh? When you got a kid like this and you still got Brad Smith as, and Coach Pinkel just stopped and he said, let's not kid ourselves, future's tomorrow. He just stopped. You know, and it was like that one sentence told me all I needed to know for the Missouri program, for that coaching staff that had worked so hard, and they beat Nebraska the next day. And it was like, hey, all this stuff about looking down the line and we're going to be better, we need to go beat somebody that we haven't been beating, that most people don't expect us to. And that's, if you could get that every day when you go on campus, you come away, because Dave and I walked out and said, all right, we know how big a deal this is for Missouri now. So that's what you kind of hope to get, that you really don't convey on the air as much as telling that story as you do, that hopefully you can convey how important it is to that particular team.
Bill, I think everybody in Husker Nation wonders what the people in the South think. A guy like you, a national guy that lives in Dallas area, what is the immediate thought about Nebraska, and when is the perception that they can return to prominence?
You know, it's something about schools like that. I was just looking at the Big 12 media guys here while we're having lunch, and I look down and I'm going, it's got last year's record, you know. It goes 5-7. I'm just going, wait a minute, this is a misprint. Because in my mind, I'm still thinking, is that in Nebraska? You know, well, there's a reason they got a new head coach. Or to go 2-6 in the Big 12. I think the perception there is that Bo Pelini is the kind of guy that will get it done. And I think that I think Tom Osborne coming back in his capacity as athletic director, that alone has kind of righted that ship and put the emphasis back on where it needs to be. As much as people knock Nebraska for Frank Solich being fired when they won 10 games, basically, I think they had already started to slip. And to put all of that on Bill Callahan, I don't think is really fair, because they were not loaded at that point. There's no reason that Nebraska shouldn't be able to come back and be a powerhouse again. It's just a little bit tougher now, because the rest of the league, Missouri and Kansas, have made major commitments and, you know, has surpassed them momentarily. Now, are they program-wise? I don't know. But it just makes it tougher. And I keep telling people, when you have 12 teams in a league and they're all committed, I mean, even Baylor's committed now. I mean, somebody's going to lose some games, and you're going to have more of this cycle business. OU was down, came back. And so I just don't think you're going to have those decades of dominance like you used to have, regardless of what school it is.
Well, Doug, I think if you would have told anybody 5 years ago that Mark Mangino would make $2.3 million in the year 2008, I just really think you would have got some funny looks and said he won't even be there. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he'll be fired by then. It's just Kansas, and Kansas loses. That's what Kansas do. Glenn Mason had a little success, but other than that, Kansas is still Kansas. No, it's just a different deal.
Mm-hmm. And when Lou Perkins gave him that original big contract, remember, I think people were going, why are you paying this guy millions of dollars? What's he done? Lou Perkins' thinking was, I'm letting it be known. We are serious. This is not a warm-up for basketball in Allen Fieldhouse. And I think that message goes out, and I think those coaches then can take that when they sit out in living rooms with parents, not just the kids, and the parents going, well, why? Are you still going to be there when my son's a senior? You know, you'd say, well, I'll tell you what. You see the commitment they made to me and my staff? If I'm not, you can be guaranteed one thing. They're still going to have one heck of a coach, and they're committed to making their program go. And I think that there's no middle ground in the league. You're either in or you're out. And I think Oklahoma State, it took a while for them to figure that out. And Boone Pickens has given them enough money to put them on a level now where it'll be just a matter of time. But they'll get there, I think, because the commitment is just incredible.
Well, Bill, as you said, we couldn't imagine last year at this time talking about Kansas winning a BCS game. We're a month away, a month and a half away for some of these schools starting the season. What is your thought about where the Big 12 Conference is, what the story will be out of the Big 12 Conference this fall?
Well, I'm not sure what the team story, but it's certainly a league of quarterbacks. And you have all these returning great quarterbacks. It's like, I think, in the South, I don't think Mike Gundy would trade his quarterback for anybody right now, Robinson. But you're thinking, who really brings him up? If you talk about great quarterbacks in the Big 12, you Chase Daniel and Bradford and just go on down the line. Colt McCoy, who had a so-so season, they say, last year.
Harrell,
the guy at A&M. Stephen McGee, who's going to get to run an offense where he can throw the ball a little bit more. I mean, yet so I think that lends us to some great stories happening, because if you're strong at that position, as so many teams are, anything is pretty much possible. And it comes down to, I think, staying healthy with a lot of these teams. Kansas, I think, is going to be really pushed to match what they did a year ago. If there's a non-conference game that I think that people should be circling, it's KU and South Florida. South Florida is going to be really good again, and that ought to give us, if nobody's overlooking anybody when those two play now, and I think give us a good barometer as far as the North teams. In Missouri is obviously loaded. Kansas State, with all those junior college guys that Coach Prince brought in.
That's a feast or famine situation.
You're exactly right.
If they're all in jail by September 15th, wow, it's a bad deal.
Well,
if they gel, then it could be a great deal if you're a Wildcat fan.
Yeah, I don't know about any of the off-the-field stuff, but it just, that is a roll of the dice. Now, if those guys come through, it obviously tells you that he felt he needed some maturity and some players who could step in right now and kind of, I think he feels really good about his younger players and the red shirts and the freshmen they've had, but it's looking at that if we're going to get over the hump and be competitive immediately, I've got to do this one year. I'd be interested to hear from him when he comes here to Kansas City.
Well, Bill, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's always fun talking Big 12 football, and keep up the good work this fall.
Thank you much. Great time of year, guys.
Big 12 football talk brought to you by Sluggers Bar and Grill. We're going to take a short break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Greg Ritchie, we're going to catch up with him to talk about Nebraska adult baseball, the Class A state tournament coming to Kearney the next couple weekends. Back after this.
Look what the guys on the team gave me.
Well, let's try it.
A safe bet anytime.
Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
You have credit card debt? Is it difficult just making your minimum payments? Are you tired of the harassing calls? Don't let substantial credit card debt ruin your future. Call the Financial Future Network and settle your accounts for less than you owe. The call is free and there's no obligation. Let the professionals at the Financial Future Network help and enjoy the freedom of debt-free living. With one simple call, you can eliminate your debt in a fraction of the time and for less than you owe. It's simple, secure, and smart. Stop the harassing calls. Legally reduce your debt and lower your monthly payments. Enjoy the freedom of debt-free living. Call now, 800-541-5054. Get a low monthly payment that fits your budget. That's 800-541-5054. 800-541-5054. Call 800-541-5054 now.
It's the dog days of summer, and Builders is having a party this Saturday, all dogs invited. The Kearney Humane Society will be there with adoptable pets and dog baths. There will be dogs and races at noon, and Image Factory can take your pet photographs from 11 to 1. Plus, the whole family can meet Frank from the Kearney Police Department Canine Unit at 1, and lots more. It's the dog days of summer, Saturday at Builders in Kearney from 11 to 2. See you there. Builders does it best.
Whether you're headed off for that long-awaited vacation or simply headed up the road on business, you are not alone. This is Colonel Brian Tuma, Superintendent of the Nebraska State Patrol. Statistics show motorists traveled more than 19 billion miles on Nebraska roadways last year. The Nebraska State Patrol wants you to reach your destination safely. Always buckle up, obey the posted speed limit, and never drive impaired. It only takes a split second for your life or the life of someone you love to change while on the road. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death in Nebraska for people ages 5 to 34. Seatbelts can cut your risk of death or serious injury in a crash by up to 50%. Don't add your name to the list of people who are killed in motor vehicle crashes. Obey the posted speed limit. Always wear your seatbelt and never drive impaired. Choose to make safety a priority in your travels.
Sponsored by the Nebraska State Patrol in conjunction with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. 11:38 right now, approaching lunchtime, Daddy. You know where you like to go for lunch, right?
I do know that.
Chicken Coop. Got to go to the Chicken Coop. They got your balls of cheese.
Chicken tender hoagies.
You know what they also have? Chicken Coop salads. You can try one of the Coop's awesome chicken salads with grilled chicken basted with one of the Coop's wing flavors, or you can try the Coop's taco salad served in a crisp tortilla bowl. They also serve a Santa Fe crispy chicken salad with his chunks of crispy chicken and three types of cheeses as well. All the appetizers too, cheese pleasers, garlic shrooms, pub pickles, onion rings, breaded cauliflower, cheese balls for Daddy, and basically everything else. You can watch all the sports you want, too. They got plenty of flat-screen TV spread throughout. You can head to the Grand Island location or the Kearney location. Check them out for lunch. The Chicken Coop.
Try their ribs as well. Very, very excellent. Right now, we're going to talk a little adult baseball. Greg Ritchie joins us as the state tournament comes to Kearney. 16 teams from around the state will battle it out over back-to-back weekends starting this weekend, the 9th and 10th. Greg, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you. And how are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on. This
Greg,
is kind of a big debut for me here.
Well, calm
you guys,
down.
You guys are pretty big. I'm kind of nervous.
Well, yeah, don't worry, Greg. Not that many people listen. Just calm down. Obviously, the adult baseball deal, Greg, started a year ago with a handful of teams. Were you surprised at the growth in just from 1 year?
You know, I really was. Obviously, Lincoln and Omaha have always had a few teams that have been playing every year. Last year, you know, we saw five or six Class A teams play with the inclusion of Grand Island and Hastings. They had a couple teams playing over there. But I'm surprised at you know, the growth that's moved west across the state. You know, now we go all the way from east to west, clear out west to Chadron, Sydney, Ogallala, Lexington, Cozad, and, you know, now Kearney. Now we've got a team here. So it's not just an eastern part of the state thing. Northeast Nebraska's always had teams up there as well, but it's really starting to spread west. And you know, with the exposure that it's gotten this year, I really think that it's going to just continue to grow and be a big thing for the state of Nebraska.
Greg, when you guys got it in your head that you would like to host a state tournament, who are the people that made that possible, and where did that start at?
Well, we got with Coach Day here and along with the Kearney Visitors Bureau and also Bruce Blankenship. We kind of had a meeting with them and told them what we thought we'd like to do. And they've really been the ones that have really kept things going for us. Coach Day's really been instrumental in getting things set up and put together. He's going to act as the tournament director here. And, you know, with his knowledge of baseball and levels of baseball that he's played, I think they're gonna put on a great tournament for us.
If people are around Kearney and want to come out, whether it be just for a few innings or all day long, talk about the level of baseball that's been played, and has that impressed you as well?
Well, it has. You know, it's interesting to see. We went to a game, you know, last year and watched in Carroll at the state tournament, and I was the first thing that jumps out at you is that, you know, it's not just a bunch of bunch of washed up guys. You know, you've got guys that are, as you know, 18 years old, just coming out of Legion, or guys that are coming back from playing college ball, you know, that aren't playing in a summer league somewhere, and they come back home, you know, when they're in their first and second year of college, and they're playing in this league. You know, the pitching to me has been something that's kind of surprised me, because there is a pretty good level of competition. You know, we got, at any given time, we'll put 9 guys on the field for us that have all played Division II college ball. So, you know, all the way across the state, every team has a guy that you've heard of, or a guy that you played college ball against, or has been pretty predominant in Legion ball in the past. So, yeah, the level of play has surprised me a lot.
Talk a little bit about it as I run down the ERAs. Nick Obeglin of the Colonels has a 1.06 ERA. You just trot him out every game?
No, you know, we've got 4 guys that go for us, and I think Nick's even improved on that ERA a little bit. I think the updated stats now, he's down below 1. It'd be nice to run him out there every game, but we've got some guys that are pretty capable as well in Cole Frazier and Jarvis Culler. I think that our team ERA hovers right around 1. You know, all the guys pitched in college, and so, you know, they've been able to maintain it over the last couple of years, and they aren't quite washed up yet.
Talk a little bit about how many games you guys have been able to get in this summer, and how many divorces this deal's caused.
Well, we played 12 games. We've had a couple that got postponed because everybody can't get to the ballpark every weekend. We found that out, especially as you get into this adult league. You're starting to get, like you say, some guys that are married, and there's always some family commitments that have to go on. We've got a couple guys teetering on the edge of divorce, I think, right now. But you know, no, for the most part, you know, the girls, they come out and they support us a lot, too. You know, it's nice to see, you know, the gals are coming out, and they're kind of the baseball wives now, and I think they enjoy it and get just as competitive as the guys do.
Greg, talk a little bit about what time and when can people see baseball this weekend and next weekend?
We're going to start out, you know, we start out on Saturday right at 9 o'clock. You're going to get the Creek Diamond Cats, who have a real good ball team coming in, against the Lincoln Giants, a team out of the LABL. That figures to be an awfully good game. I think if a person wanted to start watching good baseball, they could come out right away at the start of the tournament, 9 a.m. Then you're going to go right into the Lincoln Reds. Are going to play a local team here. They're going to play Lexington Max Creek Vineyard at 12:30. And then we got a 4 o'clock game between Grand Island Moneros and the Cardinals. And then we'll have the nightcap game. We're going to play against the Lincoln Blue Jays at 7:30 on Saturday. And then the schedule follows the same on Sunday. You know, it starts at 9 a.m. and goes all the way till 7:30. Then the following weekend, we start again at 9 a.m., and you're going to be able to get a couple games in. There are only 7-inning games on the second weekend. So, you know, games are going to roll pretty fast that second weekend when you get into the quarterfinals and all the way to the finals.
Greg, what dictates whether you play a 9- or 7-inning game?
The dictation is if you're going to play 9 innings, you're only going to be – you only have the possibility of playing one game that day. Should there be any sort of a possibility that you would play 2 games in one day, then you switch down and you go to a 7-inning game. So obviously that next Saturday, should we advance, you know, we'd be looking at playing 9 a.m. and then winning again at 6 p.m. So we just play a 9-inning game right off the bat.
Greg, if people want more information on this event, 293-1394, they can call you, 308.
Correct.
293-1394.
And check out the website at www.nebraskabaseballassociation.org. You can look up that NBA website and see all the information you need.
Perfect, Greg. Enjoy the next couple weekends, and we'll catch up with you later.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Greg Ritchie, Class A adult baseball, comes to Kearney the next 2 weekends. Check it out if you're rolling around town. Just want to stop by for a few innings. It would be great to get out of the house and see a little baseball being played. By the way, you know what? I love Greg Ritchie. I know that Greg Ritchie loves to go to Trauman's for his meat.
Ooh.
He loves sausages fresh out of the smokehouse, just like we do here at the Doug and Daddy Show. Chorizo sausages, spicy Italian sausages, fresh onion and bell pepper sausages, Trauman's quality meats. Carrie and the gang knows it's BLT season. That's why they've got their own hickory smoked bacon with maple sugar and brown sugar. Fresh, once again. Everything at Trauman's is fresh. Regular bacon or peppered bacon, it does not matter. Across from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone's waiting for you out front.
That'd be a good chance to pick up some meat and do some tailgating before the baseball games this weekend.
Perfect, perfect. They got a little cheese in those wieners. Very, very good. Perfect. Troutman's quality meats. Once again, jerky,
snack sticks, perfect for your golf bag, perfect for your tackle box. They can vacuum pack everything, throw it in your cooler. They can do it all. Troutman's Quality Meats, USD Choice Steaks, they're aged to perfection and waiting for you. While you're picking up your steaks, check out selection of beer and wines as well. Several new wines arriving daily. Talk to Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore under T-Bone. The Big Steer is waiting for you out front. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we have made contact with the run game coordinator for the New York Jets, our very own Billy C. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Exceptional, distinctive, extraordinary.
Big? Why, they're huge!
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All!
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Do you have the need for speed? If so, then People's Webster County Bank welcomes you to the Streetcar Days in Red Cloud, August 8th through the 10th. There will be great food, entertaining theater productions, and much more. People's Webster County Bank in Red Cloud, serving our community for 115 years. Red House Music and Pro Audio invites you to Hastings, August 8th through the 10th, for all the fun of Kool-Aid Days. Come join the Jammers Boat Race, Parade, Refreshments, and World's Largest Kool-Aid Stand, and the Quickest Kool-Aid Drinking Contest, and more. From Red House Music and Pro Audio, the Tri-City's only real guitar pro shop.
Who knew the historic landmarks of Western Nebraska would guide you to a new world of adventure? Explore the Panhandle and uncover rich pioneer history, unique attractions, and plenty of outdoor recreation. Who knew a Nebraska getaway would be so much fun?
This is Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman, encouraging you to get out and explore Nebraska. You might be surprised by what you find.
Order your free copy of the Nebraska Travel Guide at visitnebraska.org, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
How to swim in money. Step 1. Go directly to the Home Depot, now through August 20th, and get 10% off all appliances of $3.99 or more, including an Energy Star qualified washing machine. Step 2. Wash your clothes. Not only will you smell better, you'll cut energy costs up to $80 a year and save enough water to fill 3 swimming pools. Step 3. Do a cannonball to celebrate.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
The best stuff ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
Before my son goes back to school, I'm going to Radio Shack to get him a new prepaid wireless phone. I'll get great advice, choose from prepaid options like GoPhone, Virgin Mobile, and TracFone, and even get airtime refills. And with Radio Shack's help, my son will get the right phone, so he'll learn important lessons like budgeting and time management, discover he's an economics genius, invest the savings from his part-time job, and pay for college with his own money. And we'll owe it all to the helpful advice from Radio Shack.
So inspiring! Don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
Cool down this summer with a frozen treat from Sonic in Grand Island and Kearney. In the month of August, every night from 8 till close, Sonic is offering 99-cent root beer floats. Indulge your taste buds with a creamy, cold root beer float from Sonic in Grand Island and Kearney. Summer only gets better with ice cream, so don't wait. Head to Sonic now and order your 99-cent root beer float in August, every night from 8 till close. Sonic and summer, what a great combination.
Back taking you to the noon hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Shoot us an email anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Maybe you're watching something over the weekend to catch your eye. We'd appreciate an email. You can call us at 1-888-455-3776. All the excitement really in the sports world. We'll give you a PGA Championship update before we get out of here as well. Derek's got that pulled up. But right now, all the excitement seems to be around the New York Jets, and we are pleased to be joined right now by the run coordinator, our very own Billy C. Bill, good to have you back with us, and thanks so much for the time. I know you're busy.
Oh, good to be with both of you guys. And there are usually a couple of guys here on this radio program. You flying solo today, big duty?
Yeah, I'm flying solo today.
Well, that's great. You know, that must be a big airplane. But, you know, be able to carry that kind of cargo. But, you know, that's terrific. And, you know, we just wish you the best.
Coach, everybody's been wondering, how are you? Have you moved on? Everything going well for you and your family?
Oh, we're doing great. You know, it's a great time to, you know, to be the football coach of a football team such as in the National Football League. And, you know, the New York Football Jets are a great football organization. You know, they got great football coaches, and now they got really great football coaches. And it's just great to be a part of it. And, great to get a quarterback, you know, the caliber of Brett Favre.
Have you had a chance to speak with Mr. Favre, and have you gotten to know him at all?
Yeah, we did speak today, you know, on the football phone of the football offices at the football team. But, he's just a tremendous guy. You know, he was a little upset. You know, he says I can't pronounce his name, but you know, he's excited. You know, he's excited. He's exhilarated. He's exuberated. You know, I play for football coaches who know how to coach football teams. And, you know, I think there might be a little trepidation in his voice that I could hear. You know, he's got that consecutive start streak. And, the last thing you want to do as a football coach is, you know, see some impressive streaks come to an end. And, you know, I've never done that as a football coach, and I won't do that now.
Since you went to New York, obviously living in Lincoln, Nebraska, had to be a little bit of culture shock for you, was there?
Well, not so much, Big Duty. I mean, you know, I've coached in the National Football League before, and, you know, it was a bigger culture shock when I came to Nebraska, you know, to be honest with you. I'm a big city guy. You know, I'm a big city guy, you know, a big genius coach, and... Yeah, we did so many great things at Nebraska. You know, the only culture shock I have is that I actually get to go to a Starbucks now. And, yeah, different things like that. You know, that have changed the way I drink, you know, changed the way I live my life. You know, my football life and this football coach. But, you know, things are terrific now. You know, we got a great football team. And, you know, it's not frustrating to go to work anymore.
Talk a little bit about the football team. You're the run game coordinator. Talk about working with the running backs you have now.
Wow, just tremendous running backs. You know, guys who can carry the load, shoulder the load, you know, pound the rock. You know, carry that football through the line. And, you know, we're just going to pound the rock, you know, just like we did at Nebraska. You know, things that we were able to do, you know, dominating the line of scrimmage like we were last year. We're just going to carry over that success this year. You know, a guy like Thomas Jones, you know, he averaged a paltry, you know, 1.2 yards a carry last year. We're gonna get that up to at least 1.9 and a half. You know, he's going to be a terrific football player. You know, we were counting a lot on Danny Woodhead, you know, wood brain, wood head, wood neck. You know, they do a lot of good things for the football team. But fortunately, you know, since he's from Nebraska, you know, he couldn't muster the strength, you know, to get through training camp. But, you know, we'll see what he can do. But our running game's going to be terrific. You know, the key to everyone, the key to success is for everyone to get on the same page. And what I mean by that is make sure they've read all the pages in the playbook. And, you know, we've got about 10 pounds in that thing right now. You know, it's put on a little weight. You know, Daddy, I think you can relate to that. You know, the playbook is terrific.
I guess before we let you go, everybody wants to know, with the addition of the new quarterback, has that vaulted you guys into playoff contention, and do you feel that you're a playoff football team?
Well, let me just say this. You know, before this quarterback, you know, came to this football team, you know, he was a surefire Hall of Famer. You know, but not playing for these coaches that he's going to have right now. He's going to be a surefire Super Hall of Famer. And, you know, he's going to be terrific. You know, he's accomplished a lot, you know, but he's going to turn the corner with us. His career is going to go on the upswing. And, you know, I guarantee you this, you know, at the end of the year, when you see the stats he's put up, you're going to look back and you're going to say, hey, you know, that's coaching. That's development. That's system. And, you know, those are the things that he's going to be able to do. And it'll be a direct reflection, you know, of us as coaches on this football team. You know, the stats don't lie and the numbers won't lie. I guarantee you this.
Coach, offensive coordinator is Brian Schottenheimer. Your initial thoughts in working with him for the short time?
Well, you know, I've met him a couple of times. But, you know, I'm going to do my own thing. And, you know, he might be the offensive coordinator. But I guarantee you this. You know, Bill Callahan has never been, you know, a guy to listen to direction. You know, I'm going to do my thing. We're going to do our thing. And you might as well just call me the offensive coordinator. In fact, I would appreciate it if you would. And, you know, because that's the title I'll probably have near season's end. In fact, let's just skip the dance and just call me head coach. And, Yeah, we're going to be great. As a football coach and this football team, you know, things are going to be terrific. And, you know, I just say this. You know, we got Coach Man Genius and the guy that they will soon call Coach Calahira. And this is going to be terrific.
Coach, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're really anxious to get your thoughts on the whole situation. And I know it's a busy day there as you prepare for the season, but thanks so much.
Well, you bet. You got a great radio program, and we'll catch up during the year. You know, we'll let you know how many games we win. We'll talk about it every Monday, and we'll also talk about the Huskers' frustrations with Bo Pallady. We'll get through all of that together. Thanks so much.
Fair enough. Our old Billy C., thanks so much, Coach. Always great to get his thoughts from time to time, and just see what's going on in the sports world. Before we get out of here, Derek's going to give us a PGA championship update.
A pack of three right now at 2 under par. J.B. Holmes, Robert Carlson, Jeev Milka Singh, all at 3 under. J.B. Holmes is actually 2 under, excuse me. J.B. Holmes, 3 under for the day, so he's fought his way back to 2 under overall. Some of the other good scores today, Ben Curtis, 3 under through 16. Justin Rose, also 3 under through 16. They are both tied for 8th at the moment, but right now a pack of three people at 2 under, then another four, which are Ken Duke, Sergio Garcia, Billy Mayfair, Sean O'Hare, all at 1 under, and then you got a big pack of people down at even par.
Derek, how far into the round are those three leaders?
J.B. Holmes is through 13. Robert Carlson, Jeev Milka Singh, both due to tee off right around 1 o'clock.
Okay, they have not begun their round yet, and this afternoon, without a bunch of moisture there, looks to be getting a much, much harder golf course, and I think you'll see that reflected in today's round. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope you have a safe weekend. Hope you get out and maybe catch some adult baseball if you're around the Kearney area. If you're over in Hastings, Grand Island, and want to see some baseball, we sure appreciate you stopping by Memorial Field. Should be a great weekend for baseball. Also, got the O'Malley's Golf Tournament, 1 o'clock, Metal Arc Hills. Great day to check out a little golf. Plenty of room for you yet. Three-man scramble, 1 o'clock shotgun. Call O'Malley's or call Metal Arc today. The Big 12 Media Talk brought to you by Island Pet Resort, Grand Island, 1311 Getty Street in Grand Island, The Wave Pizza Company, 107 North Walnut Street in Grand Island, and Centura Hills Golf Course as well. We want to thank Bill Land, Fox Sports Net, for letting us catch up with him for our Big 12 Talk. We also want to thank Greg Ritchie from the Class A Baseball League going on this weekend in Kearney. We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show thanks Billy C. as well. See you on Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.